older I get, the more I realize I need preaching. I need preaching. Amen. Hadn't it been good? If you've not enjoyed yourself, you're bound to be wore out because you had to try hard not to get a blessing. Good preaching. Good singing. I appreciate Brother Sexton and his crowd. I think if you want a word that describes them, a couple words would be like real and genuine. And I appreciate them. Amen. Then the good preaching this morning, stuff we could take home with us. I thought about been chewing on that message Brother Dotson preached this morning. And I told somebody earlier tonight, I said, there's probably only one thing worse than getting to the place where this makes us sick is to be in a meeting and God in mercy send us a message, amen, to deal with it, and we go right out of here in the same condition we was when we got here. Absolutely, God helped him this morning. Good, good preaching. Thank you, Brother Ledbetter. Hadn't it been just good food, good fellowship? Most everybody's smiling, and they'll be smiling by the end of the service. And I'm thankful to be here. I need it. I appreciate our crowd being here. Brother Michael left us, and we've got left wrong. Amen, left wrong. We got about six men to try to replace him. Amen. And it's a blessing to see him and what the Lord's doing there. Amen. Appreciate the folks that stepped up to help us with our young folks. And very thankful to be the one, Brother Poindexter, that God's ordained to be here for this moment. I need his help tonight. Amen. Thank you, Brother Sexton. I'm telling you, made me want to get anything out of my life. Amen. Judges chapter number 16. Judges chapter number 16. Thank you, church, for all that you've done, the good food. These meetings like this don't just happen. There's a lot of work goes on, and I mean it from my heart. I am thankful. I'm going to back up to chapter 13 while you're in chapter 16. But Samson comes on the scene in chapter 13, verse number 24. The Bible said, and the woman bare a son, called his name Samson. And the child grew, and the Lord blessed him, and the Spirit of the Lord began to move him at times in the camp of Dan between Zorah and Esthol. And he was a special man, special circumstances around his life. And Samson had a weakness. He had a problem, and his problem in one way or another, kind of a representation of what you and I got. We may not have a Delilah, but we got something. Amen. We got something. He had a problem. It was his flesh. And anybody in this building, I don't care how long you've been saved or what church you go to or what titles beside your name, we have flesh. And if it goes unchecked, amen, it will hinder every day of our life and hinder us. Many a good lives have been ruined because of flesh being let go. And Samson had a problem. And by the time we come to our text in chapter 16, he's done run off with a woman of Timnath and married her out of the will of God against the advice of people that loved him. And then met a harlot of Gaza. And now in our text, he meets the most notorious of the bad women, Delilah, which would lead to the downfall of a man that I say had as much potential as anybody in your King James Bible. Tonight, I won't be long, but I want, if the Lord will help us, for Delilah to be a type and a picture of the flesh. Deceitful, sneaky, persistent, a sad picture, but a very accurate picture of our flesh. Here, this Delilah. God said we're to rule it dead. Amen. We're to rule it dead. We got to deal with it every day. You can talk to folks. The man in my church reminds us on a regular basis. He's 80 something years old, and he says, I fight and have to fight my flesh every day, 84, 85 years old. We'll fight it till the day we die or the day we get raptured out. We might as well make our mind up that we're going to fight it. Amen. 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 Judges 16 and verse number 4. The Bible said, and it came to pass afterward that he loved a woman in the valley of Surek, whose name was Delilah. And the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and said unto her, entice him and see wherein his great strength lieth, and by what means we may prevail against him, that we may bind him to afflict him, and we will give thee every one of us 1,100 pieces of silver. And Delilah said to Samson, tell me, I pray thee, wherein thy great strength lieth, and wherewith thou mightest be bound to afflict thee. Samson said unto her, if they bind me with 7 green withs that were never dried, then shall I be weak as any other man. Now, I won't read the rest of it, but she's trying her best to find out what his weakness is. Then she's going to use his weakness to get what she wants. And he does that 2 or 3 times, kind of playing with her. And she continues and continues. To the point, the Bible said she stayed on him and persistent till finally he broke down. He gave in to his flesh, and this woman was used by the devil to destroy his life. I want to preach tonight, if the Lord will help me, on the deception of our Delilah. The deception of our Delilah. There's a battle going on inside of every one of us if we're saved. We've got the new man, amen, and we've got the old man. We've got the Spirit of God, and we've got the flesh. And I've learned a long time ago, the one we feed the most, the one, amen, the one we take care of the most and give it the best food is the one's going to work out and come out on top. Amen. Amen. I want us to go to the Lord in prayer. And Brother Sam, would you pray for us and ask the Lord to help us tonight? Yes, we are. Help us, dear Lord.
Now tonight, we stand in need once again of your Spirit in this place. Lord, thank you for the message that's already been preached. Lord,
yes.
That's been sung. But Lord, tonight, we pray thy word be sharp. Lord, let it be the two-edged sword. God, let it divide this flesh from the spirit. Lord, do a work in the hearts of these young people that will cause them to realize the dangers in this world. Lord, let us fight this good fight of faith. Help the preacher tonight, Lord. Fill him with thy Holy Spirit. Lord, do something for thy glory. Help us now, we pray and ask it in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. You be seated. Thank you for standing. I'm going to pick up my reading again in verse number 15 of chapter 16. The Bible said, and she said unto him, how canst thou say, I love thee, when thine heart is not with me? Thou hast mocked me these 3 times and hast not told me wherein thy great strength lieth. And it came to pass when she pressed him daily with her words and urged him so that his soul was vexed unto death. Then he told her all his heart and said unto her, there hath not come a razor upon mine head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man. When Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, saying, Come up this once, for he had showed me all his heart. Then the lords of the Philistines came up unto her, brought money in their hand, and she made him sleep upon her knees, and she called for a man, and she caused him to shave off the 7 locks of his head, and she began to afflict him, and the strength went from him. And she said, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as oft other times before, shake myself. And he wist not that the Lord was departed from him. But the Philistines took him, put out his eyes, and brought him down to Gaza and bound him with fetters of brass, and he did grind in the prison house. Unfortunately, tonight, we all have something within our life. Nobody else may not know it, but I guarantee you we've got a weakness. We've got something that we have to watch after. We have to keep it ruled dead. God said you, just like Delilah, you can't meet her in the middle. You can't reason with her. Amen. You have to rule. You have to be done with it. Amen. That's the way I believe it is with our flesh. And I hope the Lord will maybe let us recognize some things that may have the potential to do to us what Delilah done to Samson. Let me say just a few things about Samson before I give you my thought. I want you to notice that Samson's had a lot of things in common as you and I. Samson had great parents. In chapter 13, verse number 2, when God wanted to deliver a message about Samson's birth, he delivered it himself. Amen. His mom and daddy knew God. Amen. But that didn't stop him from his flesh ruining his life. We've already heard preached, and we know where some of us come from. One of the greatest blessings on planet Earth God can do for you is give you a mom and daddy that sold out to God. Amen. That walks with God and real with God. And some of us got that in this building tonight. He had great parents. We've got some of our young folks down through the years. They've got good mamas and daddies, good godly mamas and daddies. And I've got to watch them, and they realized that God had blessed them with a mom and daddy, and they didn't take that for granted. And they've went on, and they dealt with their Delilahs, and they stayed in that thing. Now they're middle-aged adults, and got the touch of God in their life. That proves, praise God, we can do it if we take a notion. It's already been preached tonight. We can go on with God and go after God if we so choose to. Amen. Great, great parents. We pick up 200 to 300 bus kids every week. And I have literally seen our bus workers step over beer cans and drug paraphernalia. A lot of the mamas and daddies, we have written permission to get them. And a lot of them wake up on Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, and don't even know where their kids are, and they flat don't care. They don't care if they go to church. They don't care if they're in the streets. Could I say amen? Thank God for a mom and daddy that cares where you are tonight. Boy, we've got a lot to be thankful for. Amen. Great parents. He had them. Then he had, I say, great potential. Great parents usually mean great potential. I believe a godly mother and father is the very foundation of what it takes to reach our potential. No one in Scripture had more potential than Samson. He had everything he needed to turn out right. He had everything in place to do a mighty work for God. But could I say tonight, you'll have to be honest with me, there's some people in this building, you've got everything in place to do a work for God and do right and reach your potential for the glory of God. I believe I'm right about that. Man, God has been good to this crowd. Most of the people you ever see in your life won't sit in a meeting like this. Amen. And not only that, but we want to be here tonight, praise God. Amen. Great parents, great, great potential. Sadly, he'll never reach it. But then he had great protection. A godly home comes with spiritual parents and scriptural perimeters. Amen. And God chose Samson to be a blessing and to protect. He lived under a Nazarite vow. And that's specific guidelines and boundaries and no razor, no strong drink, couldn't contact anything dead. And this Nazarite vow was just another form of protection to keep him from the things that God didn't want him around. Amen. Thank God for boundaries. I know that this generation gets sick and tired of hearing no, but godly parents and a church with boundaries, it's kind of like guardrails on a bridge. Amen. Keeps you from going over the edge. And I've never seen anybody go out on a bridge and say, I can't stand these guardrails. I wish they'd get them down. Amen. Guardrails will help us stay away from the things that will destroy us. Amen. Thank God for God's protection. You'll have to agree with me tonight. He had great power. Amen. Judges 13, I read it, verses 24 and 25. The Lord moved on Samson. The Spirit of the Lord began to move him at times. And boy, God moved. The Bible said the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord came upon Samson. I mean, listen, to be a young man and at that age and to be able to be full of the touch of God and have the blessings of God. But I got news for you, friend. There's some people in this room knows what it is to have God on your life. Amen. And 2023 knows what it is to live for God and have not just go to church, but be full of the Spirit of God. You're blessed beyond measure tonight. Amen. Blessed beyond measure. Great power. He killed a lion with his bare hands, killed 1,000 Philistines with a jawbone, pulled up the gates of the city. There was some folks there, and they were lying in wait to try to kill him. He walks up to the gates of the city now, pulls them up. Praise God. And that crowd is trying to kill him, felt led to go home. Amen. I don't blame them. Praise God. But he had great power. Truth is, the reason God gives great parents is and great protection and great potential because he wants to put the power of God on you. And if there's any other generation that needs the touch of God and the power of God, you know it's this one right here. Amen. Amen. And he had great, let me hurry, he had great privileges. If you think about it, he had favor with God, blessed by God. He was chosen by God. God chose to bless this man. I believe there's some sitting in this building tonight got potential. Unusual potential. Unusual potential. He had great privileges. God was going to be with him and God was going to be on his side and God was going to strengthen him and God was going to empower him. But he had great privileges and he had great power and he had great parents, but he had a great big problem. And the problem was he had a problem with lust. He had a problem with his flesh. And as a young man, he did not control his flesh. Amen. Boy, we're seeing that in this day. And I don't want nobody in this building to think that I'm the authority on controlling your flesh. But I do got a heart that gets broke every time I see a young person, amen, that's got a life full of potential. But because they'll go to church, amen, they'll sing in the choir, they'll do what you ask them to do, but they do not deal with areas of their flesh that's a danger to them. Amen. It don't take but one area. Can I tell you how bad secret sin and flesh is? If it had an odor tonight, we'd have to open these windows. Amen. I know we come from good churches and I know we look good. I know we got everything on the outside right, but we got flesh. Amen. And the flesh wants to destroy everybody that's here tonight, and the flesh will destroy us if we're not real careful. You got to deal with it. You got to rule it dead. Paul had been saved 20 years. He said, I die daily. Amen. And the more God blesses us with, the more I believe the flesh is going to fight. I have saw some of the greatest young people. I mean, have everything in place. I mean, have a mom and daddy that loves them. Listen to me. Your mom and daddy can do everything that you want them to and do everything right. But you got choices to make. Amen. Amen. They can't stand against your flesh for you. Amen. You're going to have to deal with it. You're going to have to make up your mind that you're going to have to say no. We're going to have to say no to the areas of our flesh. And they're dangerous. They're dangerous. We all got something. I believe the last preacher, Brother Sexton, said, I think we know. I think the blessed Spirit of God is faithful and he'll let us know what that problem is tonight. Could you imagine, Brother Ledbetter, if everybody in this building put that one thing on the altar, Brother Tom, tonight, that one area, that one thing they fight with, that one thing nobody else knows but them and the Lord. By the way, don't matter how long you've been saved, you got a flesh and you got weakness. Amen. It don't matter how many past victories you got. Amen. We all got something that can put us out of business. Amen. Been greater preachers than anybody I know. Amen. Put out of business because of the flesh. I just feel like tonight, for a short minute, I just want to warn us. Let's make a commitment. Amen. God's been good to us. Amen. Boy, the Lord's blessed us. I mean, God's given me all my desire, all my needs and most of my wants, praise God. The Lord's been good to the Fieldback family. Can I take a minute and tell you I'm the first generation Christian? Wasn't nobody in my family saved? God come to me and saved me one night on a Monday night. I got to lead my mama to the Lord. Got to lead my daddy to the Lord. Got to lead my sisters. I don't know whether or not you asked me what day it is, whether they're saved or not, but they made a profession, praise God. Amen. Got to lead my aunts and uncles to the Lord. God's been good to me. I couldn't half read, amen, when I got saved. Never been to church, didn't know anything about the Word of God. And God, out of nowhere, come to Grover, North Carolina. He could have saved anybody that night, praise God, that he wanted to. And he walked to where I was, walked in that church, saved me by the grace of God. I'm talking about put old-fashioned Mount Sinai, fork it, lightning, conviction on me, amen. First time in my life I saw myself wicked and got saved that night. It's, I had no idea what I was getting. Oh, glory to God. I know it felt better. I know the guilt of sin rolled off of me. Amen. But I really didn't know that night I was getting a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Amen. I'd get somebody never leave me nor forsake me. I had no idea what I was getting. God has been good to me. And the least I could do is finish this thing right. Amen. I don't believe the Lord makes no mistake about it. I believe He's organized and arranged this meeting. I believe God has looked out across this place, and I believe based some of us, I believe God's going to give a warning tonight. Amen. Of something. Amen. Because nobody knows what it is, and because we can keep it hid, and because absolutely nobody knows it, and we've let that thing get so big, now it's going to take an act of God to help us with it. Amen. But I say glory to God for that young person that says, listen, I'm not going to let it defeat me. God's been too good to me. God sent me a message tonight, and I'm going to put that wicked Delilah, amen, on the altar. I'm not going to let it have its way and ruin my life. Amen. Amen. A great problem. Let's get familiar with Delilah just a minute. Let me show you how it's a picture of that, of our flesh, and maybe that part of our life, that weakness that we, if we're not careful, we'll find ourselves giving into. Delilah, type of the flesh, weakness. She represents that thing, that part of our life that we struggle with. Notice with me three or four things about her. First of all, her pleasure. Now, I can't prove this, the Bible don't say, but I really believe that she must have been absolutely beautiful. And the reason I say that is because there's absolutely nothing else attractive about her. You talking about an old forked tongue Jezebel. Amen. Amen. You better listen, boys. You better go further than what your eyeballs can see. You better find out what's in that heart. Amen. Amen. She's wicked as the day is long. And I don't want to get ahead of myself. Do you know what she done, Brother Ledbetter? She studied him and found his weakness, then used his weakness to get everything she wanted. Amen. That's almost similar to the flesh, friend. Amen. Flesh will never be saved. God give up on the flesh in the Garden of Eden. That's why you got to get a new body to go to heaven. Amen. Flesh is rotten. I believe saved people, saved flesh can do anything that lost flesh can do. You would be surprised if you lay your Bible down, you quit praying, you quit trying to do right and walk with God. You'd be surprised what you and I could be doing before next week at this time. Amen. Amen. Crowd this size, and it's not me being some kind of special, but you know and I know a crowd this size, there's some flesh problems in here. Amen. And it's not going to get any better, amen, until we deal with it and ask God to help us and admit that we got a problem. Amen. We keep going through the motions and going through life and going to church and nobody knows it. And we've come so accustomed to it that we've learned, instead of dealing with it, Brother Bailey, we've learned to live with it in our life. Amen. Amen. Her pleasure seems like she spotted what she could use to ruin him with. And by the way, if we're not real careful, flesh don't care what it does to us. Flesh don't mind ruining our life and hurting people that we love. If we continually let flesh go, we'll be like Samson. We'll get to the place we can't even find reality. Amen. I mean, you can't even see clearly. We've got a young lady in our church. Grew up, she had everything in place to be used by the Lord and met somebody on the internet, and just as soon as she got to where she could, she's gone shacked up. Hey, how many of y'all know that won't never work out? It ain't never gonna work out. Amen. Who'd have thought that a Baptist preacher would have to preach to people that grew up in Baptist churches where the Holy Ghost was? Amen. And there's preaching, we'd have to warn against that stuff. You let your flesh go, it ain't no telling where it'll take us. Amen. Amen. Her pleasure. And then I want you to notice her place. Delilah is from Surik. Boy, I bet you ain't heard many messages on that. I mean, if we'll be honest about it, I don't even know much about that. I looked and dug and that's a very unusual place. It means, listen to this. It means a low place or a valley, or it means to hiss. That sounds kind of snaky to me. Amen. Oh, Delilah, she's wicked all the way down. I mean, was she from the Philistines? Was she? She wasn't from Gaza, Ashdod. What I'm saying, it was an unusual, unlikely place for the thing or the person to come that ruined a great man of God like Samson. That's unusual place, unlikely place. But isn't that the way sin is? Don't it come from unlikely people? Unlikely places. Amen. We was having unlikely flesh shows up in unlikely places and people. We was having young folks come, teenagers come out and go coon hunting. It was a youth event. And the guy that was over it, he just outwardly said he had a great burden for young people. And but I thought he did. He talked about going to church and how the preacher preached. And well, it come out that he had molested a 15-year-old girl. And I thought, that's an unusual place. I mean, that's an unusual person. But sin's no respecter of person. Amen. It don't care where you come from. Amen. Just unusual. Sin, flesh always shows up in unusual places and unusual things and the way it happens. I remember we had a missionary, I'll just say that was out of our church and lived for God for years and had a touch of God. And I had a testimony. Boy, make you want to thank the Lord for his testimony, and got older, and I believe flesh got involved and the love of money. As far as I'm concerned, it put him out of business. Amen. That goes to, listen to me, we never get so spiritual and we've never got so many years in service that we can't hurt ourselves by letting the flesh go. Amen. Amen. Her pleasure, her place, her person, her name's Delilah. It means to extinguish, to impoverish, to make poor. It means to deplete or destroy. Boy, that's, you got to admit, that's a definition of flesh. Amen. Her person, sneaky, selfish. She had a desire to steal from you, manipulate you, to extinguish the life and the blessings of God out of our life. That's the flesh. Amen. Amen. She come across so caring. And I'm telling you, the flesh is sneaky. You give in to it just a little bit, it'll have you burnt. Amen. She come across as how much she cared and so caring, and fleshly desires will seem so right. Secret sin. If we keep letting it go, it'll get to the place to where we think it's all right. We'll get to the place we think God's all right with it. Amen. Amen. Listen, you got to help me a little bit. I believe we know what it is to have that one little thing. Amen. It may not be big, but it can get big. We've got this idea in this generation that we can have one part of the flesh and let it go, but be right in everything else. Amen. Be right. I mean, do everything else we can right, but have that one area. You can't do it that way, friend. Your flesh is getting bigger. Amen. Getting stronger. Amen. You got to rule it dead. You got to rule it dead. Amen. The flesh. Amen. Notice her passion was not for Samson. We see that. She had her own wicked desires. In chapter 16, verse 4, Samson said he loved a woman from Surik, but you find nowhere where she said she loved him back. Flesh, Delilah, is cunning and subtle, sneaky. Amen. Amen. Continually work on your mind. We're going to talk about here in just a minute about her pressure. I mean, day in and day out. You read it. Chapter 16, verse 6, tell me, I pray thee. Now tell me. Verse 13, tell me. Verse 16, and it came to pass when she pressed him daily with her words and urged him. Don't that sound like the flesh?
Yes, sir.
Amen. I believe the Bible said resist the devil and it'll flee from you. He'll flee from you. I believe what that means is when we, old Samson's done started a fire in his flesh as a young man. Started a fire, the lust of the flesh. You know what that means? That means he's going to have to deal with it for the rest of his life. He'll have to deal with it. That's why we, the preachers you sit under, beg and plead not to never start stuff like pornography. Don't never start anything, drugs or anything. Don't never start stuff like that. Because when you start that fire, it ain't going to go away. You will have to keep it crucified and keep it killed. Amen. 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 Her pressure. Then it'll keep on. And then finally, he give in to her. Just give in. Just give in. And of course she said the secret was him cutting his hair. She had his hair cut, lost his strength. Happened so fast, the Bible said Samson didn't even know. He's going through the motions and didn't even know that the flesh had destroyed his life. Amen. We'll get rid of flesh or flesh will get rid of us. Amen. Amen. The Bible said they get him. And of course, we heard a message week before last that Brother Sexton's, Brother Young preached on Samson grinding, Brother Ledbetter, just grinding. And the Bible said they put his eyes out. Ain't that like flesh? You keep letting flesh go, it'll get you where you can't see a lick. Amen. And old Samson's going around and around in there grinding. Brother Young preached a message on Samson, what do you see after his eyes got put out? Oh my goodness, what good preaching. He said something to along these lines. He said, well, as he's walking around there blind, he said, well, now I can see that mom and daddy knew what they were talking about. He said, I can see now that sin don't pay.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Just don't. Philistines bound him and stripped him and put his eyes out. Samson's life was ruined. You take Delilah out of this story. You take her presence out of this story and everything's different. There's no telling what Samson would have done for Israel, for the whole nation, if you take her out of his life. Amen. I wonder what God will do with you if you deal with your Delilah tonight. I'm talking about having enough strength and enough backbone to say, I'm going to deal with it tonight. God's been too good to me to let me ruin my life with some kind of secret Delilah. Hey, but don't the devil always say you can get by, you're going to be all right? But we never have seen nobody get by with it. Amen. Not one time. But the devil makes you think you'll be the first one that can hide your Delilah and get by. You ain't going to do it. Be sure your sins, our sins, going to find us out. They looking to get out now. That's what sin does. It flesh traps you, gets you to do it, then goes to work telling on you. I trust the Lord enough tonight to believe that the two messages He's allowed us to preach tonight, I believe there's bound to be one or two people that would say, if I don't deal with what I got in my life, sooner or later it's going to destroy me. Why in the world would you sit in this building? And it ain't much of one, but God sent a message. It's not my word to your ear. It's God's word to your heart. Amen. Why in the world would you sit in this building tonight and not deal with it? When God in mercy is letting you know if you don't, it will deal with you. Amen. Let me say three quick things before we go. First of all, just sum it up. I see, first of all, complete foolishness. Samson was so foolish. He knew better. He knew better. Amen. He'd been raised right. But let's be honest. Don't we all know better? We've been in, amen. We've been in enough services. We've seen sin and flesh ruin so many's lives. But yet we'll still try to hide that thing. Complete foolishness. I see a carnal flaw. Samson had a weak area of his flesh. Make no provisions for the flesh. Amen. If the computer was giving me problems, I promise you, unto God, you ought to throw it out in the yard after you bust it with a baseball bat. And amen. That's just, I've been reading statistics where 65% of men in Baptist churches struggle with pornography. Somebody need to start preaching on it. Amen. Amen. What's worse than that? Every time you mention it in a meeting, it kills it. Don't you? Hey, that's a Delilah, friend. That's a Delilah. That'll take you places you can't get back from. That's a fire. Hey, that's a fire that you'll fight the rest of your life. You better get it dealt with. Amen. A carnal flaw. And then it was a certain fate. What started fun and exciting and pleasurable ended in pain and shame. Lost his eyesight, lost his power, lost his strength, ended up losing his life. Lost everything. I believe in my heart, Titus 2, I believe the grace of God, I believe salvation comes with enough of the grace of God to enable us to handle any Delilah we got in this room tonight. Notice this was my message. I'm just going to spit it out. What our flesh ended up doing to him will do to us. Befriended him. So innocent. But then beguiled him. Then battled him. And she said. Then bound him. Then blinded him. You lose complete discernment. When we let that stuff go, we completely lose discernment. We think we're okay. Listen to me. I've saw great young people let an area of their flesh go, and they'll convince themselves. I've seen young ladies convince themselves, Brother Rackley, that boy who ain't in the area code of being right with God, ain't even never made a profession of faith, wouldn't work in a jelly biscuit eating factory. Amen. Comes from a long line of people that won't work. Amen. And I've seen them convince themselves that it's the will of God. flesh blinds.
Amen.
Amen. And eventually, it buried him. Of course, he pushed those pillars down, and all that temple fell in. When flesh got done with Samson, even the world was making fun of him, making a mockery. That's what was on my heart tonight. Could we ask the Lord to help us with our Delilah? Maybe something that's not that big, maybe something, it don't have to start out that bad, but if it's a place of rebellion or a secret, I'm going to say it one more time. What if everybody, what if half the crowd would get up? I've always wanted to be in a meeting like that where everybody in the whole building, we all got right with God. Oh, my goodness. You better stay out of the aisles, friend. That's your Holy Ghost filled. I need people direct traffic. But if everybody, but what if half of us tonight would get up, gather around the altar, because there's no use to come if you're not serious. There ain't a bit of reason to get up tonight if you're going to take your Delilah back out the door. But if you are serious, we're serious about getting done with it. I believe the grace of God will be faithful to you. You resist it, I believe the devil, I believe God will help you. You believe I'm right?
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand to our feet. A little unusual tonight, but it's what was on my heart. I would not care what nobody thought. Wouldn't care what nobody said. I'd find me a place tonight and I'd deal with my Delilah. One day sitting in a mess, sitting in ruin, God may remind you of the time in a good meeting where in mercy, He pleaded with us to get rid of that thing. Would you mind the Lord tonight?